We say good morning now from Just Buffalo Literary Center, the Artistic Director and Associate Executive Director, Barbara Cole. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Barbara, first and foremost, I wanted to just get an idea of how things are for Just Buffalo Literary Center during this time where so many things, of course, have been shut down, at least in a person-to-person basis. What's happening at Just Buffalo Literary Center?
We've really been reflecting on how our mission has even more relevance and importance now. You know, we've always been guided by the power of the literary arts to strengthen communities, but especially now it feels so necessary. But in this current moment where people are really trying to not just share news and information, but also inspiration, a number of people have been sharing Lucille Clifton's poem, which is called Won't You Celebrate With Me?
Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model. Born in Babylon, both non-white and woman, what did I see to be except myself?
She's one of the most important African-American poets of the 20th century, but she lived here, was born in Depew, and lived in Buffalo for the first 30-some years of her life, and many people don't even realize that. She continues to be a poet that everyone from, like, Bill Murray on one of the late-night shows read a Clifton poem. She's just extraordinary. And it sounds from the title or from that first line like it might just be a sort of celebratory poem, but like so much of Clifton's work, it's much deeper, and there's a little bit of a sort of dark twist at the end.
Come celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed.
You know, you also have just recently started a series online, Lit City Voices. Tell us what that's about.
So we invited 15 local poets to choose a location in Buffalo that was particularly meaningful to them and to read one of their poems. So we'll be releasing one video every Friday.
And what about the most recent release?
The most recent poem is by Sherry Robbins, who is such an extraordinary and much beloved Buffalo poet. And her poem, appropriately enough, is titled Buffalo. It's her by the waterfront reading a poem from her forthcoming book.
The water turns purple, then gold, then like aluminum foil. This is a prairie town on an inland sea. Ships sail here from the world over to ask us, won't you come out tonight? We live on the edge and in the middle simultaneously. That stuff in the air, just before connection, we own it.
Sherry's a perfect example of, I think, the power that the series has to show Lit City voices out in the community, inspiring other people about what this great city means to us and how many extraordinary writers we have right here.
Any particular themes, any thoughts that seem to be prevailing right now?
When you really think about life's most important moments, whether it's the birth of a baby or at a wedding or a funeral, those are usually those really crucial life events when you turn to literature to try to guide us and to inspire us. And I think this is one of those moments, too, where you realize that we really do sometimes need to seek out some wisdom, and writers are there to offer it.
Barbara Cole is Artistic Director and Associate Executive Director at Just Buffalo Literary Center. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Jay. It's a real pleasure.